Alexandra DiTrolio. A lawsuit has been filed alleging that children at a government-funded detention facility in Texas were forcibly drugged with psychotropic medicine that caused them to be dizzy, afraid of people, extremely drowsy, and unable to walk. The suit also states the children who were being held at the Shiloh Treatment Center in Manvel, Texas, were physically abused and told that they would not be allowed to see their parents or leave unless they took the medicine, which they were told were vitamins. President Trump has signed an executive order that reverses the policy of separating families at the border of Mexico. However, the order did not contain any guidelines for reuniting families that had already been separated, and some of the children's parents have already been deported. Kay Bello, vice president for programs at Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, stated that while children will no longer be taken from their parents, they will be sent to jail with their parents and that that is not appropriate either. Sarah Netanyahu, wife of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has been charged with fraud and breach of trust. Israeli prosecutors have accused Mrs. Netanyahu with misusing over $100,000 in public funds in order to pay for extravagant meals from some of the country's celebrity chefs. This is not the first accusation Mrs. Netanyahu has faced. In 2016, a court ruled in favor of an employee who claimed she abused him and awarded the man $42,000 in damages. If convicted on the most recent charges, she could face up to 5 years in prison. In an interview with Reuters, Pope Francis said that while more space needs to be created for women to take on leading roles in the church, being ordained as a priest is not a possibility. The Pope stated that, quote, dogmatically it doesn't work out, and added that John Paul II was clear on this issue and, quote, close the door and I will not go back on this. Pope Francis did stress that while being ordained may not be possible, it is important that women be given more leadership opportunities in the Roman Curia. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.